U.S. Senator Mark Begich is introducing a bill aiming to clarify who would be unable to own a gun because of mental illness, as APRN's Peter Granitz reports.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham tells the story of Alice Boland to make his case. She was charged in 2005 of threatening to kill members of Congress and then President George W. Bush.
In 2013, this young lady, who is a paranoid schizophrenic, previously pled not guilty by reason of sanity to threatening to kill the President of the United States, was admitted to a mental health treatment facility, found by a federal court to be a risk to herself and others, went to Waldoboro, South Carolina in February of this year, and legally purchased a firearm.
And she took that gun to a school where she was unable to fire a shot. Senator Graham calls Boland one of the 14,000 in his state who have been through federal courts or other adjudicative bodies and yet managed to pass background checks. Senator Begich says he does not know how many people fit that qualification in Alaska, but he estimates the number to be in the thousands.
Dangerous people can fall through the cracks, in part because the background check system lacks a clear definition of mentally incompetent.
The bill would define who would be barred from owning a gun because of mental illness. People who have been found not guilty by reason of insanity. People who have been involuntarily committed to psychiatric hospitals. People who have been deemed incompetent to stand trial in a criminal case. The bill appears non-controversial. It does not address requirements for universal background checks. That's something that Senator Begich says gives him heartburn. He says it's unrealistic to require background checks in remote villages. Both Senator Graham and Begich oppose an assault weapons ban. So does Senator Mark Pryor, a Democrat from Arkansas and co-sponsor of this new bill. And Jeff Flake, the final co-sponsor, says he'd have a hard time supporting a new ban. Senator Begich says they're trying to move legislation lawmakers can agree on.
We're finding a piece of the puzzle that you can get a fairly strong bipartisan support on. You know, we don't want to get caught up in all the other issues, but let's try to move forward and make some difference.
Those other issues, like the assault weapons ban, will get their time in the spotlight Thursday morning when the Senate Judiciary Committee marks them up. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.